Everybody pass me by.
Johnson is the first person described in a recently produced movie. I think it was Satan in Hollywood or Satan in Rock and Roll. I watched both movies. There is also a very important article at the internet that kind of describes the background of the hippie movement. And I would find it when I was at the Hour of the Time website. There was a link there to the file at Illuminati News saying it's a good read, and they were right. It's a long article, but it starts out with the father of Jim Morrison being an admiral in the American Army and was involved with the Tolkien incident, or the Tolkien forgery, depends on how you name it. I tend to think it's a Tolkien forgery, but in the previous program I addressed the book Vietnam, Why Did We Go by Arvo Manhattan. I think that's also a good read, and if you read the articles by at Dave's Web or at, what's his name again, I don't know, but and then you the I'll have a look whether I can find the name where you can find the file. You can find the file while looking at Laurel Canyon. Laurel Canyon. Laurel Canyon is in Los Angeles and has been military, half military operation during the time that most young boys were away in Vietnam because of the draft. And when the most men were in Vietnam because of the draft, the girls left over were hunted down by, yeah, not only Charlie Manson, but his friends, these children from the military, like Morrison, Jim Morrison. If you know Jim Morrison, The Doors, you see that he was having an easy way in finding all kind of girls who were lonely, because the most American boys were in Vietnam. This now, the article on Laurel Canyon doesn't involve the Roman Catholic background. It is only the Satanist background, because of the contact with Anton LaVey with the hippies. So you might want to have listen to the previous program where I explained that Anton LaVey is a papist, and also Colonel Michael Aquino. And I haven't done much research. I haven't found a clue yet whether the father of Jim Morrison also was a papist, but it looks that way because those top military in the U.S. Army usually are Roman Catholics. I think Peter Pace is also Roman Catholic. And it looks to me that from what I was shocked by when I would learn about Omaha Beach in 1944 at D-Day. Not only I was shocked, but the British were also shocked. Most people involved over here in Europe were shocked by that, what happened, and that Omaha Beach was not the only place where this happened during the Second World War. And it looks to me, when I see that these high officers, that you allow Roman Catholics to become officers, you already ask for a problem, because a Roman Catholic is obedient to the Vatican and not to the country where it lives. It lives in a hostile environment and tries to get a military stronghold there. They do this in Europe, everywhere, and this involves not only certain militia, but involves every Roman Catholic. In my Dutch programs, I also mentioned that every Roman Catholic I know, every Roman Catholic man that is, not all women, but every Roman Catholic man, is a member of a knighthood from the orders, or in the order of Constantine. And some years ago, the Troy Space made an interesting article on that, where 278 orders are found in the order of Constantine. And then I know that from my brother-in-law and from my father, I know the names of the knighthoods that they are a member of, and both of these knighthoods were not on the list. So I think there are more knighthoods than only those 278. The Romanists have a huge army, and is built on this army for centuries at least, but maybe longer. I mean, they already had during the life of Jesus Christ, they had a reasonable army, as I understand. So that's 2,000 years ago. And then you have the Order of Constantine, was started in around 400 AD. And therefore, there must have been... Well, anyway, I'm angry. I started this program because I found the picture I used for this program, and I found it while I was looking for the other picture from the previous program. And I thought, well, whoa, that's great, because that's also a thing that is not only not known abroad, but also little or not known inside the Netherlands. But how to deal with die katholische vragen, die papa vragen, die totale entlösung. Yeah, I've been thinking about this. It looks like this. Look here, when I see that the Roman Catholics have killed American Southern Baptists at Omaha Beach, have killed 6 million Jews, have killed all Jehovah Witnesses they could find in Germany and other countries. For as far as I don't know exactly if they killed them all, but they will have tried to kill them all. Killed Gypsies, they killed... I've also heard there were Inquisition raids in Freemasonry. There were also Inquisitions made in Roman Catholicism itself. There were also Inquisitions made in Rome, with Die Nacht van die Lange Messe. Die Nacht der Lange Messe. This was in... when all the political enemies of Adolf Hitler were taken out. I just discussed Vietnam. I don't know if you know what the real agenda was of the war in Vietnam, but this is described in the book by Avro Manhattan, Vietnam, Why Did We Go? He has enough proof that what he writes is truth. The names in the book can be checked out. Indeed, Jim was a Roman Catholic. Indeed, the Buddhists were persecuted and protested against it by setting themselves in fire. There was a Roman Catholic president during the war in Vietnam. We had a nice Roman Catholic martyr, and I think since the cleaning up of the papist president, many people, not only in the USA, but also over here in Europe, have some protective feelings towards Roman Catholics. While that in the secret society speech of John F. Kennedy, it is like this: if you are a martyr of the Inquisition, you seek a hideout in order to hide yourself for the Inquisition. And if people really believe this propaganda story of John F. Kennedy in his secret society speech, I do not believe that he wrote it himself. Then at such a point, any victim of the Inquisition is taken down by his own friends and family. I have in my previous program, if you understand why and how I talk about the relationships that I have with my family, it is like this. They do not know that they betray me, or they do not know that. I don't know that you ask them, but I have told to several family and friends of mine, I'm not going to talk to you anymore unless you are in prison. If you are in prison and I am not in prison, then I can talk to you on a normal way. And this way is not a normal way of speaking. Those people, I don't know what's wrong with them. I have in my previous program explained that I have the impression that these are completely brainwashed people. It takes hours to de-brainwash them, and I will also explain why. Because the lies are repeated and repeated and repeated, and the people do not check out what they hear. No, when it's repeated, they go believe it, because that's what they have heard most, and they believe in democracy. And the most repeated lie they will believe. They do not check whether it's a lie of the truth. But I will now go repeat Avro Manhattan, Vietnam, why did we go? 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 Yeah, I'm a Dutchman. I don't think that the Dutch people were involved. Maybe if I would be a Frenchman, I could say it more convincing, this title. But currently, while people are being brainwashed and lies are repeated, in Burma is the same thing happening as in Vietnam. But the American army was not involved, at least not officially. But you might understand, in Burma the Buddhists are also persecuted, just as the Buddhists are persecuted and killed out in Vietnam, because Buddhists are not Roman Catholic. Muslims are Roman Catholic. Muslims are Roman Catholics. Wahhabis kiss the ring of the Pope. Sunnis kiss the ring of the Pope. But Shiites have doubt whether they must kiss the ring of the Pope, and they are now being attacked in Iraq and in Iran. Yeah. It looks like there's just an Inquisition, and all these people that think they are Protestant and think they are Protestant countries are the thugs for the Pope, are the killers for the Pope. Let's kill for the Pope. They don't know that, and if I tell it to them, they are insulted, because they see that as the most terrible accusation they have ever heard. But I'm not accusing them of anything. Contrary, I think if you are shocked by that, you would be my friend if you would not be my enemy, because you are brainwashed. Well, brainwashed may be the wrong word, but it's very hard. You believe certain lies. You believe certain lies about the reality. If you think Omaha Beach didn't happen, well, Discovery Channel leaked about it. I think it is even by this other in television. It's not even denied. But yeah, it looks to me that it's not very hard to find who is behind it, because who has a motive to kill the Jews? Think about it. The Roman Catholic Church wants to destroy the Bible. The biggest part of the Bible is the original text is in Hebrew. the only people that speak in Hebrew and have some training in reading and speaking Hebrew are the Jews. So if the Jews are killed, it becomes more easy to destroy the Bible in Europe. If you are someone who thinks the Bible is important, I think you would always try to want to have as much as possible Jews, so you have a rich as possible Hebrew language living alive, so you have you can worship the living God. If you now living God, you must not use that word when Catholics hear it. I warn you, don't use the word living God as if Catholics hear it. It's I have learned the word from the Bible. In the Bible somewhere there is mentioned the living God. It's in the letters of the apostles, I think. And once this is a reality, yeah, to me it was with Strong City. That's the David Koresh that isn't killed yet, but is in prison now for 12 years something, because he tried to heal someone and then he touched the soft part of the breast, and now he must be in prison for 10 years. And Thomas Aquino, Michael Aquino has a nice career in the army as a Roman Catholic. He might have even met the Pope, you know. And then I think, why should I be friendly against a foreigner that is a citizen of the Vatican, is not a citizen of my country, that does not pay taxes, because Roman Catholic churches are set free of taxes with military means. They are just complete evil, and so they don't care about stealing, they don't care about honesty, they don't care about truth, they hate truth. Even when truth is in amongst the people, Roman Catholicism has no chance. Why would anyone? It's like this: Protestants, Protestant community, every man is a priest. Men amongst themselves can have theological discussions, but within Roman Catholics, it's not allowed for Roman Catholics to have theological discussions. No, only the priests. Only the priests and the bishops may have theological discussions. And in Protestants, every man is a priest. Every man is a friar. Every man is a bishop. Every man is a pope. Every man is, it becomes insulting when I go repeat it, but how, it's also not completely true, because I don't like the word priest too much, but I think it's best to learn you some history about the martyrs of Gorkum. Martyrs of Gorkum. The martelaren van Gorkum. The martyrs of Gorkum. I have to talk to this with someone from Holland. Holland is a province here in the Netherlands. And they didn't know it, because young people, but it's a commercial project with forgeries by the Vatican, because Admiral LeMay, the Admiral of the Wild Beggars of the Sea, had killed 19 martyrs, 19 people, 19 papists, 19 Roman Catholics. They were in some order of Constantine. I have been looking at what order they were a member of, and they were, from what I read, something like three Dominicans, four Franciscans, I think there were also priests among them, but it was I'm not a exactly sure. I don't know exactly, but you know, this from some of the orders of Constantine, enemy soldiers. No, it was like this. All the people had to repent for their sin, and the people who refused to repent for their sin, and their sin was a torturing of Christians. That was the sin that was done. they were hanged. Yeah, also a bit questioned for information because they did not give information voluntarily. It's like this with I have also with family and friends. I always check if they give me information voluntarily. But as soon as they refuse to give me information, I become aggressive and warn them that I want them in prison as fast as possible in order to question them. And if they keep on, of if they succeed in giving me no information, I want to kill them as fast as possible, as quickly as possible. These are enemies, they are hostile soldiers, this is a hostile army, this is an army that comes to enslave my friends and my family and my and the children here and everyone. These are worse as Buddhists. Buddhists from Vietnam are not there, have no plans to make Americans in the USA into slaves. I also think that Shiites in Iraq also have no plans to enslave Americans. Maybe even if someone would believe that 9/11 was not a controlled demolition, then still I think, well, such a controlled demolition is not as terrible as a hostile army that conquers your country and makes your population into slaves. Well, if you think that this information you don't like it, stop listening. Don't listen. It becomes very scary in a few minutes. And if you are used to horror movies, you will not be prepared for the coming information in this program, because maybe the truth will be repeated again. Oh, be careful. Maybe you, the truth will be repeated again. Yeah, just a warning. I'd say, if I didn't warn you, if you really believe that lawyers work for the Lord, if you really believe that lawyers who make money with crimes of someone else are a sensible way of approaching things, it's highly complicated. I will now try to attack some more complicated constructs of the enemy in order to try to get, achieve a more understanding about the complex strategy of the Romanists. This the Romanists over here in the schools, they have a very smart system of intellectual filters and constructs in the way that students in Protestant schools, or for where the population is Protestant, not the teachers but the population, only the population. Most teachers are papists or socialists. Socialism is developed by the Counter-Reformation. Don't know if you know that, but socialism is no, I don't want to discuss socialism now. I wanted to discuss the patent office. I've been there, and I've always also met a lot of communists, but I'm myself have not been believing any communism ever, for as far as I know. I have had some intellectual work on anarchism, because there's both a lie and deceit in it, but there's also some common sense found in the way that the natural law, or the law of creation, are the law that is the law that is created by the I Am, by the Lord I Am. And the this natural law, like the law of gravity, when you can have contact to the creation and have, it's only possible if you are responsible for creation, take responsibility for creation. If you do not take responsibility for creation, yeah, you you're useless as a human being. If you do not achieve in having value in creation, you will become a part of the system. The system is, you can call, I think Luciferian is the best way to describe it. I often have, with people that have some Bible knowledge, are easier to take out of programming than the people who have not had contact with the Bible, but you can there also succeed, as I had in the previous program explained why Edmund Paris is not a sinner or a heretic, you know. I know I recently found the word heretic in some Bible. I cannot exactly know, but I thought that the word heretic was just a Roman Catholic word, because the Dutch word heretic is a completely different word from the British word. The Dutch word heretic is not found in the Bible. It's it is, maybe you've known the ever heard of the history of the Cathars. Cathars were people that were living in the Languedoc, and that was in France and Spain. And they were killed out by the Roman Catholics. And the over here, the Dutch word for heretic is ketter, and ketter is from the word Cathar. In other words, the Roman Catholics were hunting the Cathars also over here in Holland. This word was given to the people by the priests, and the Cathars, the Cathars, were described as people that had a Sabbath, that would keep the Sabbath. They were witches. Witches keep the Sabbath, and then at the Sabbath, then they kissed the ass of the devil. They kissed the ass of the devil. You buy indulgences. If you buy indulgences, you don't have to go to purgatory as long as we lie to you. It's only lies. This is what also the meaning is of Luciferianism. Because it doesn't matter whether Lucifer lies. Lucifer is not a human being. Lucifer is an angel. Lord Lucifer. He's a high up angel, a very powerful angel, powerful than a human being can be. So don't think that you will outsmart Lucifer, because he can beat you by one of his deceived subjects. From these 19 papists that were cleaned out by the Admiral of the Wild Beggars of the Sea, 6 of them were beatified and later declared holy by the Pope. 6 of them. And they were declared holy in the 19th century. And in the previous program I discussed the Holy Declaration of Sir Thomas More. And the story is about the same as the story about of Sir Thomas More. William the Silent and the Dutch people wanted to set up the Dutch Republic, and these friars in Gorkum tried to prevent it. They did everything to prevent it. They make propaganda, hire armies, kill our children before they become old enough to become a soldier, and actually the same what they are doing in the USA last since what I have seen since the Second World War. It's lies and deceit. Northern Vietnam was not left-wing but was Buddhist, and these Buddhists were between two fires. One of these fires was the American hypocrites, and the other were the Russian hypocrites. I hope it's not insulting to you that I call men that go kill Buddhists with a lie and guns and military power, because these are very large countries. Russia is a very large country, the USA is a very large country, Vietnam is a very small country. So first of all, these Russians and these Americans that both were killing out Buddhists in Vietnam were extreme cowards, and yeah, they were of course too ignorant to understand what they were doing, but and it was a draft, they were forced into it. I think that's important, because at the moment in the war in Iraq is not based on a draft, but is based on mercenary armies. About from what I heard from you journalists that gave information about Iraq, it's about half of the armies there is mercenaries, half of the army is British and Americans, and then I can say from knowledge I have within the Dutch army, there have also been Dutch there since the beginning, because the Dutch army is worse than the American army. They do all kind of stuff behind the back of the Dutch people, that the Dutch people they are robbed from the money, and then the money is stolen from the Dutch people, and then they could put the brainwash subjects as officers in the Dutch army in order to deceive the Dutch young men, in order to curse their own family and curse their own friends and attack their own friends and family. And that is, they don't do that on purpose. You don't have to attack any Dutch military if you have contact with them. I think you, please be careful with them, they are brainwashed. They can do people in other countries are also brainwashed and might be worse brainwashed than. Now, I don't know. I don't know much about the Dutch army, but I only have some friends who have profited from it. I mean, they call it serve there, but I call it profit, making profit. I mean, whether this is making profit, because you don't have to confront yourself with the truth, and you can kill for your lies, and you get attached to your lies, and you can die with your lies. That's what the situation that current military on this planet is in, not only the Dutch but also the American military. I only mentioned the Dutch army because I try to help out Americans, and with my experience when I tried this before, I noticed that people, Americans calling themselves Calvinists, become scared instead of enforced. So, and that is not my purpose. It's my purpose to enforce the American people, also referred to as Red Indians, and I will try to find a way for them to make for them possible to see the weak points of this very ignorant race, the white race. I started a story about the patent office. Now, the patent office might for a white man be a very intelligent construction, because it's about inventions, and I say, well, no, I don't. I think it's a very, very stupid construction. I have tried to patent inventions I made, and they are immediately stolen. It's just like whether you can make money as an inventor. Well, maybe sometimes, but in most cases not. You are just used as a slave, and your inventions are used by the enemy, and they take out the inventions that they can steal. And there is one invention that they like and they want to use and put and buy the patent, they will probably afterwards kill the inventor, so that nobody knows that that technology is within that party. And that party, of course, is working for the Roman Empire, because if it is not working for the Roman Empire, it will be killed out. But not only that, the Roman Empire is always stealing from their slaves. They they are not capable of inventing something themselves. They have to use their intellectuals by deceiving them. At the moment that these intellectuals are not deceived anymore, as was Diderius, Erasmus, Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Huss, Wycliffe, all those men that suddenly weren't deceived anymore, they might be able to explain to the other people how they were deceived, and also that these other people are also deceived. I say, well, all the planet now is deceived about the war in Vietnam. Please try to understand the real agenda of the war in Vietnam. If in the future you will meet me or one of the other wild beggars of the sea without you knowing it is one of the wild beggars of the sea, and you do not understand the real agenda of the war in Vietnam, you might end up in a terrible way. And I not say this to threaten you. I mean, in the kingdom of heaven, it's more important. It's more terrible for you if you put a blockage against the wild beggars of the sea, because then you will have to pay for it in hellfire, eternal hellfire. There is no purgatory. Hellfire is eternal. You will go there because the wild beggars of the sea need your energy. They need your... Yeah, I'm not going to put too many... Well, Disney is lying, though, about the Flying Dutchman. I will tell now the truth about the Flying Dutchman, because you, the lies made by Walt Disney have a very important propaganda purpose, because if Americans would understand that the Amish speak Pennsylvania Dutch, and that the British... in the Boer Wars were not are no friends to the Dutch, no British are deceived. I mean, Ian Paisley wears a necktie, but not only Ian Paisley, Perry, what have you. It's the British subjects. I do not understand Britain. I find it's very hard to understand Britain. I had to study it myself, but I didn't want to discuss Britain. But I want to discuss how the enemy is deceiving the people, and the enemy this is people that make profit from lies. If I tell to someone who is sick, I can heal you, but then you must give me $1 million, and then I can heal you. And this person gives me $1 million. And then this person dies, and I have $1 million. That's deceiving. Yeah, in America you have, you call it a con man. A con man. No, the Pope is a con man. The Pope is not in celibacy. No, the Pope has orgies. I don't know, not know of if all popes have orgies, but... The current Pope is Benedict XVI. According to insiders, he is a homosexual, so he fucks around with other men. It seems he prefers young men. He prefers acrobats that go show their muscles in underwear. And then a few years ago, he had a 24-year-old lover, and that's his sexual preference. And you might also understand that the Swiss Guards, if they are believe in the Pope, and they very much love the Pope, they will give him more than only physical protection. We know what we're talking about. I mean, okay. But the previous Pope, John Paul II, was predeceased by another Pope, John Paul I. And John Paul I was only Pope for 1 month, and I saw a picture of him, and he didn't have gray hair. He had more like black hair with a little white hair, and he lived only 1 month. According to sources, he was poisoned, and according to history, if you look at the history of popes, how many popes are poisoned, it's rather plausible that he is poisoned. And then there was an American police officer who found out through the research into the Legion of Christ that the John Paul I was poisoned because he wanted to end the pedophile network of Thomas Aquino. Colonel Michael Aquino. Colonel Michael Aquino. And Anton LaVey. At least I don't know exactly the date. You should have to look out the date for a bigger picture. But when you know that the Vatican II ended in 1965 and Satanism as a deceit was started in 1966. Also want to warn you that Satanists are not insulted when I say it's only deceit. Because they know that if you are a Satanist, you know, going to get myself deceived, otherwise I have no motivation to become a Satanist. No, I mean, if a Satanist goes think about, well, what would eternal hell look like? What would eternal hell look like? Any case, with this program, I started with Robert Johnson, and the legend about Robert Johnson is this. He sold his soul to the devil to play blues music. Now, I saw several material that about that in the USA, and then one of these materials was that he was protest against papist temples, and that he would protest against insults towards Jesus Christ with the crosses of the papists. Now, to me, when I heard the facts of this legend, it was not very convincing. It looks more to me that Robert Johnson was a preacher who tried to warn the Americans for hellfire, eternal hellfire. If you have seen a picture of the man, you will see that he is black. Yeah, he's black because of hellfire that he tries to warn this planet for. He says there's a hellhound on my trail, and you are at the crossroads, and then you choose heaven or hell. That's how reality is. That's easy. Crossroads, maybe we could put it on the war in Vietnam also. Either you believe the lie of that is told by the socialists that are put on your schools as teachers, and the pedophiles that are protected by Sir Thomas More, that are put on your governments, that tell you lies about the war in Vietnam, or you believe the truth about Vietnam. The truth about Vietnam, I will repeat the truth now. Avro Manhattan, Vietnam, why did we go? 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 Ohama Beach, who was behind it? Yeah, I say that as a Dutchman. I think for American, it's maybe too dangerous to say who was behind Omaha Beach. What exactly was the result of the Nuremberg processes? I recently heard someone who still believes the law deceived a physician, I think it was Dr. Daigle, who tried to explain the fluoride poisoning, and then tried to defend the people against fluoride poisoning by explaining that according to the Nuremberg processes, the process in Nuremberg at the end of what they call the Second World War, that these people should be arrested who poison our water. But this doesn't work because the Nuremberg processes were not legal. They were not legal. There have been people escaped. Many have escaped through the Vatican red lines. The most dangerous Nazis have escaped. Nazis like Dr. Mengele. We know that these Nazis helped out Roman Catholic dictatorships in the south of America. And they also work, of course, on enslaving the USA. And recently I saw a YouTube movie from a man in Belgium. There was a demonstration. He was interviewed at the demonstration, and he said he had lived in the USA for a few years and said everyone there is a slave. Now, I have never been to the USA, but when I hear all kinds of different people there talk about Walmart. The first time I think, you're not going to buy anything at such a what order of Constantine construction? No, they are dependent on it. Oh, yeah, for your food. Oh, well, whether you live in the city or whether you live on the land, being dependent on these papal agencies is not very smart. We have them in the Netherlands over here also. The way we battle them at the moment is by competition. Let's say Walmart is only one store, but over here there's about five Roman Catholic constructs from five orders in the order of Constantine, and then we try to set up Then we Dutch people try to create wars between the several knighthoods within the Order of Constantine. Well, if you had ever heard about Freemasonry, then you have only know one Order of Constantine. Maybe if you go do some research, you will find a second Order of Constantine, the Knights of Columbus. Well, as an example of the Knights of Columbus, I will give you the more powerful order as the Knights of Columbus, the Spanish Brotherhood of the Hermann Belt. They are very well documented on the internet. This is the Brotherhood that started the police, and the police will... to say the truth, I don't like foreigners, so I think if foreigners are so arrogant to take away the guns of me and my people and then go use these guns to rob and plunder us, steal the wives and children for the human trade, for a market, free market trade of human beings, because that's what the police is doing everywhere on this planet, not only over here. You have a snuff movie industry in Thailand, and this snuff movie industry in Thailand is for the biggest part run by the police. And also in Canada, it's very clear. If you know the work of Kevin Annette, you also start to understand that the police is running the snuff movie industry. And when you hear what Rusty Nelson has explained, and not only Rusty Nelson, but many, many, many other whistleblowers in the USA, you understand that the American police and the judges, their friends, are running the snuff movie industry and the selling of organs, and that they use pornography in order to kill people. Like, these people first get deceived that pornography is wisdom, for money, only for money. Yeah, oh, this is wisdom. Yeah, right. They got brainwashed by the socialists in school in that way. At least I was. I know that in Dutch, in Holland, the socialists are the most important. And then you have these left-wing Satanists. Left-wing Satanists are also described by a victim of them. And this is he also has his own podcast. But I think I will do that in another program, because my compression failed. It seems that Podomatic doesn't uncompresses my compressed MP3s, so they become large files anyway. And I had a compressed MP3 uploaded, and then Podomatic made it just as large as before I compressed it, so I'm not able to compress the MP3 files. And there's a limited amount of web space at Podomatic, and I do not use the Mark of the Beast, so I'll have to find another way to extend this radio station. But if people think, well, we want to invest in this material, maybe even get better programs when I'm more experienced, you can maybe give a donation to Podomatic and ask Podomatic whether you can give this account, if you can give this account more space. But I would rather have some website where I can compress my MP3s also, because then they can be downloaded more quickly and easily, more easy spread, and put more on a DVD and that kind of stuff. So the weapon I'm going to give to my listeners before I end this program is a story about the German language. The German language was not created by the Lord, but was created by Martin Luther. Martin Luther, maybe you know that he translated the Bible into German language, thanks to the work of the Darius Erasmus. But when Martin Luther started to translate the Bible into German language, the German language didn't exist. There were only a lot of dialects in that part of Europe. And then he had a lot of dialects, I think, 20, 30, 50, I don't know how much, but a lot of dialects he made into one language, and that is how the German language is created. I will now give some support for the totale entlösung der Papenfrage in the creation of Martin Luther in the German language, but please try to understand that it's only an actor who is doing the performance, the actor, and that it is certainly not like that, that I would, people that can speak Hebrew would diminish them, and rather the opposite, but that as an other part of people that I really would like to have a little less from, if you know what I mean, that will be safer. I hope you understand what I try to do now, because it's coming, this will be very shocking.
Now immediately after I've taken those vows, then the Mother Superior is going to give me, take away from me my name, and give me the name of a patron saint. And she teaches me to believe that whatever happens to me in the convent, I can pray to that patron saint, and she will intercede and get my prayers through to God, because I'm not holy enough to stand in the presence of God. It isn't wonder the dear little nuns can never get close enough to God. We have always been taught that we'll never be holy enough to stand in His presence, and we always have to go through somebody else in order to get a prayer through to God. And we believe it because we don't know any better. And so now all identification of who Charlotte was is going to be put away. It'll be taken away from me. And if you knew me and would come to the convent and call for my family name, they'd tell you there isn't such a person as that. I don't exist, even though I'm right there, because I'm writing under another name. Now the Mother Superior is going to cut every bit of hair off of my head. And when she cuts it with the scissors, she puts the clippers on it. And I mean, there's nothing left. I just don't have one speck of hair left on my head. And of course, if you could be a nun, you would understand the heavy headgear that we have to wear. It would be so cumbersome to have hair and so cumbersome to take care of it. We don't have any ways of taking care of it in the convent. There are no combs in the convent. And so you can imagine how hot it would be for us to take care of a head of hair. It's not necessary that we have a comb after they finish with us. All right, now, this is my black veil. These are my perpetual vows, we'll call them. I'm there, and I'm going to stay there. Now, you know, up until this time, I received a letter once a month from my family, and I wrote a letter out of the convent once a month to my family, even though when I'd write that letter, I'd no doubt they marked out a lot of it, because when I would receive a letter from my family, there was so much of it blacked out until there was no sense to the letter, and oh, I'd weep over those black marks. I was wondering what my mother was trying to say to me. Don't worry, you'll never get to know what she wanted to say to you, because they have blacked it out, and so it'll break your hearts many, many times, and you're lonely anyway, because you have no friends in the convent. I'll assure you, even though there was 180 on my particular wing, not one of those nuns were my friend, and neither was I a friend to them, because we are not allowed to be friends in the convent. We are all policemen or detectives watching each other. That's so we'll tell. And the little nun that finds something to tell on the other nuns, she stands in good favor with the Mother Superior. And then the mother teaches that nun to believe. When she stands in good favor with the Mother Superior, she's standing in good favor with God. And so that little nun, of course, will want that, and she'll tell a lot of things maybe that are not even true on the other little nuns. All right, now after all of this has transpired and all of this has happened, everything I have is gone. I've sold my soul for a mess of theological pottage, because not only are we destroyed in our bodies, many of us in our minds, and many of us, if we die in the convent, we've lost our soul. And so it's a serious thing. And I surely covet your prayers for little nuns behind clustered convent doors. They'll never hear this gospel. They'll never know the Christ that you folk know today. They'll never pray to him as you people pray to him. They'll never feel his blessings as you people feel them. And so put them on your heart and pray for them. They surely need much prayer. All right, now as I walk into that room and all of this is transpiring, now bless your hearts, I don't know what's going to be in the next room. After this has transpired and I've taken the vows that I will always remain a virgin, I'll never legally marry in this world because I'm the spouse of Christ. And then after this, the Mother Superior leads me out into another room, or rather she opens the door and I'm to be sent into that room. And when I walk out in that room, I see something I have never seen before. I see a Roman Catholic priest dressed in a holy habit, and he walks over to me and locks his arm in my arm, which he had never done in the first part of my convent life. I never had a priest to insult me in any way. I never had one of them to be even unkind to me in the first part of my convent experience. But here he is now, and of course I didn't understand what it was all about. And I didn't know what in the world the man really expected of me. And you know, I pulled from him because I felt highly insulted. And I pulled from him and I said, shame on you. And it made him very angry for a minute. And he said, immediately, the Mother Superior must have heard my voice because she came out immediately. And she said, oh, and they called me by my church name. She said, after you've been in the convent a little while, you won't feel this way. The rest of us felt the same way you do. And you know, the priest's body is sanctified. And therefore, it is not a sin for us to give the priest our bodies. In other words, they teach every little nun this. As the Holy Ghost placed the germ in Mary's womb, and Jesus Christ was born, so the priest is the Holy Ghost, and therefore it isn't a sin for us to bear his children. And let me tell you, that's what they come to the convent for. No other purpose in all of this world do priests come into the convent but to rob those precious little girls of their virtue. And I'll assure you, we'll be telling you a little later in the testimony just what they really do after they come in under those particular deals. But may I say, now every bridge has been burned out from under me. There's no way back. I can't get out of the convent even though I pled. Oh, how I pled with that priest. Send for my father. I want to go home. I don't want to go any farther.